This episode is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
So where do we start today?
When you look at China's AI news this week, the numbers all point the same way. Zhupu at 15 billion yuan, Inflame at 6 billion, Momentum at 7.5 billion, and the State Planning Board announcing 2 trillion yuan. Capital from the markets and money from the government are both flowing into the same sector. Today, we'll walk you through this flow in order: models, robots, chips, telecom, policy, and what it all means for Korea.
Are there parts that directly affect Korea?
There are. In May, Korea's semiconductor exports to China jumped 243% year over year, generating a $3.8 billion trade surplus. But that same week, the NDRC released a draft directive requiring data center hardware to be 80% Chinese made. So we're seeing the boom and the ceiling at the same time.
What does it mean that Zhipu is listing again?
Zhipu listed in Hong Kong back in January, and on June 1st, the board approved a listing on mainland China's Shanghai Stock Exchange. It's a dual listing, Hong Kong and mainland, an A plus H listing, and it's the first among Chinese large language model companies. Out of the 15 billion yuan raised, 12 billion will go into foundational large language model R&D.
Is this just Zhipu?
No, Minimax is also pushing for a Shanghai listing, and AI chip maker Inflame faces its review on June 15th. This is the first wave of large language model companies and AI chip makers hitting China's A-share market at the same time. If you're in operations, you need to watch which Chinese model will cut prices more aggressively with that IPO capital. The deeper the funding, the longer the free and low-cost offensive will last.
This episode is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
Why did Doubao start charging?
ByteDance added a paid subscription tier to Doubao. They kept everyday conversation free, but they're charging for work features like software development and data analysis, 68 to 500 yuan a month. They're not touching the free features. They're just charging people who use it for work.
How did users react?
Monthly users dropped 6.07 million in May, leaving it at 330 million. Meanwhile, Quen, DeepSeek, and Kimi actually grew. This is the market's first answer to whether AI app paywalls work in China, and it's showing that the larger your free user base, the more people bolt the moment you ask for money.
Where is China at with humanoid robots right now?
TrendForce expects China's humanoid robot production to jump 94% year over year this year. Unitree and Agicbot are taking 80% of the shipments between them. Agicbot hit 10,000 cumulative units in March, and in just 3 months, they doubled from 5,000 to 10,000. They've already got the production chops.
So everything's going great?
Not exactly. The Washington Post reported that China's robotic industry has the production capacity, but can't find enough customers. For Korean component makers, there's a double edge. Reducers, sensors, and actuators, those markets are opening up. But in the finished goods market, they're running straight into cheap Chinese robots. You have to decide now, go component or compete head-to-head on finished goods.
Can you walk us through the semiconductor side?
On June 15, Inflame faces review on the Shanghai Stock Exchange and Momentum Semiconductors on the growth enterprise market. Inflame has developed cloud AI chips through 4 generations in-house and is raising 6 billion yuan. Momentum Semiconductors is a 12-inch analog foundry raising 7.5 billion yuan. After Huawei and Cambrian, China's AI chip lineup is getting a thicker funding pipeline.
And then you've got government funding on top of that?
According to Bloomberg, the NDRC draft has the government pouring roughly 2 trillion yuan, about $295 billion, into nationwide AI data centers over 5 years.
But here's the kicker. They're mandating that 80% of hardware and software be Chinese made. That locks in 5 years of guaranteed demand for companies like Huawei, Cambrian, and Inflame, and leaves NVIDIA and AMD with less than 20% of the space. This episode is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
What are the objectives of this 3-year plan?
The implementation opinion released June 10th is a blueprint to rebuild the telecom network around AI. Computing power is the key. The goal is to roll out computing power networks reaching within 1 millisecond across urban areas, with 75% coverage by 2028. It wraps 17 initiatives: 400G and 800G backbone networks, satellite-based computing, even AI phones.
And the carriers are changing their billing, too.
Starting in May, China Telecom is charging for AI model calls like regular call minutes, 9.9 yuan a month for 10 million tokens, 49.9 yuan for 80 million tokens. Shanghai China Mobile is bundling 400,000 tokens for 1 yuan into your phone bill. For Korean telecom equipment makers, if you can meet this AI-native standard, optical components and CPO exports open up. If you can't, China's market door shuts.
Why does it matter that Jensen Huang didn't show up for the Senate hearing?
Senator Warren requested Huang appear at the Senate Banking Committee on June 11th. Huang declined and offered a headquarters visit instead. NVIDIA chose to dodge the official setting rather than face Congress, caught between tighter China export controls and keeping China revenue. We're seeing a pattern where AI chip export controls are being used to pressure individual companies at the management level.
What's the story on the influence operation that was uncovered?
OpenAI released a threat report on June 10th. China-based accounts used ChatGPT to generate articles and cartoons claiming U.S. data centers are driving up electricity rates, and they impersonated Americans. OpenAI shut down the accounts and said the real-world impact was limited. Now that we have official confirmation of AI tools being used for information warfare, Korea needs to review its defenses against AI-generated misinformation.
So, is Korea's semiconductor situation good or risky right now?
Both. In May, Korea's semiconductor exports to China jumped 243%, generating a $3.8 billion surplus, flipping from a deficit 6 months ago. DDR5 exports up 682%, NAND up 807%. China's AI infrastructure investment became the engine for Korean memory exports. But if the NDRC makes that 80% Chinese-made mandate real, that engine hits the ceiling.
What should operations teams be checking first thing tomorrow morning?
Write these three things down in a table. First, whether Enflame and Momentum Semiconductors pass their listings on June 15th. Second, whether that 80% Chinese-made provision in the NDRC's 2 trillion yuan draft makes it into the final version. And third, whether SK Hynix and Samsung's HBM and DDR5 orders to China hold up next quarter. Miss that 80% clause, and you could find yourself sitting on excess inventory when the boom ends. You expanded based on the good times, not the reality coming. This episode is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.